I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update, man. What a crazy day. The MLB trade deadline has started slow, but man, it's heated up. My fingers are on fire. Syndergaard and Bumgarner are staying put, but one big gun is now on the move. The Houston Astros going all in. The Astros trading for Zach Greinke today. Unbelievable stuff. The Houston Astros have acquired Zach Greinke from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He started against the Yankees today. Going the other way, four prospects, including two pitching prospects, heading back to the D-backs. The 35-year-old Greinke joins Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole in a stellar Astros rotation. The Astros weren't done there. They picked up Aaron Sanchez, starter from the Jays, along with Jays reliever Joe Biagini. They're all in. Cubs making a big move today. Chicago picking up Nick Castellanos from the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers are going to get back Alex Lang and Paul Richin, according to our big guy, Craig Mish, here at the Fantasy Sports Radio and Television Network, breaking the story. Congrats. Big stuff. Alex Castellanos on the move. 11 dingers in 11 games. And one thing, he leads the MLB, 37 doubles in Big Comerica Park. Entering today's start, another one. We have the Atlanta Braves. They've acquired all-star closer Shane Green from Detroit. The Tigers get back lefty Joey Wentz and outfielder Dermarit in return. Green owns a stellar 1.18 ERA, 0.87 whip, 22 saves, along with a 10.2 Ks per nine rate in 38 games this year. Milwaukee, they've traded first baseman Jesus Aguilar to the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays will send right-handed pitcher Jake Feria back to Milwaukee. The 29-year-old Aguilar coming off a breakout year. He's regressed a little this year with a 6.94 OPS, eight dingers, and Feria has three runs on 10 hits while striking out 11 in 10 innings of work for the Rays. And other moves, tons of them today, guys. Here we go. The Reds have traded Scooter Gennett to the San Francisco Giants. The Diamondbacks have acquired Mike Leake from the Seattle Mariners. The Braves bullpen getting a big boost after they picked up reliever Mark Melancon from the San Francisco Giants. The Marlins traded for last night's starter Zach Gallen, goes to the D-backs for shortstop Chaz Chisholm. Ed Jerko is now a member of the Dodgers after St. Louis traded away the slugger today. The A's have landed former Cincinnati Red pitcher Tanner Roark. Giants trading pitcher Drew Pomeranz to the Brewers, so they're loading up on some arms. And the Blue Jays still busy. They dealt reliever Daniel Hudson to the Washington Nationals, and the Mariners also dealt Elias and Travis Strickland to the Nationals as well. So three arms there, three relief arms picked up by the Nationals. The Phillies adding Corey Dickerson from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's hit the live scoreboard, fellas. Atlanta beating Washington 5-4 in 10 innings. Josh Donaldson, the winning solo shot. Washington tied it up with two in the bottom in the ninth. Atlanta wins it in the top. The Blue Jays, the young Blue Jays, sweep away the Royals 4-1. Bo Bichette with his first career home run for Toronto. A great series for him. Cincinnati took out Pittsburgh 4-1. Luis Castillo, 7 Ks and 7 strong. He gets the win. Agrizel, the loss. Iglesias saved number 20 for the Reds. Games in progress. The Yankees have opened it up. They were trailing. Now they lead Arizona 6-3 in the bottom of eight. Dodgers and Colorado scoreless top seven. Detroit up on the Angels 2-0 bottom three. And huge news in the NFL. We got $100 million man. He wanted to be one. He got it. New Orleans Saints all-pro wide receiver Michael Thomas agreeing on a five-year $100 million extension. When the extension kicks in, Thomas will become the highest paid receiver in NFL history. 61 of that money is guaranteed. $61 million. That represents the most ever for a non-quarterback offensive player in guaranteed money. Thomas is now locked up with the Saints through 2024. He had 1 year left on his rookie deal and will earn $1.148 million in 2019. One of the best pass catchers in the league, averaging 107 catches and 1,262 yards and eight touchdowns per season. And his 321 receptions are the most in NFL history by a whiteout in his first 3 years in the league. Julio Jones and Amari Cooper could be the next receivers to get big-time raises. Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy and former Pitt running back DeMarcus Porter each been ordered to play $55,000 to a Philly police officer, Ronald Butler. He was injured in a 2016 bar fight. The good news, McCoy has paid his buddy Porter, still not ponied up. Atlanta Falcons rookie offensive tackle Caleb McGarry is going to undergo a cardiac ablation procedure today, the team announced. He's the 31st overall pick from the University of Washington. He was cleared by the NFL's medical testing in late February to partake in the scouting combine. We'll see if he can make it back for them. And some sad news in football today. Hall of Fame linebacker Nick Buonocondi of the famous Miami Dolphins no-name defense has passed away at the age of 78. He won two Super Bowls with the Fish and was part of that famous undefeated season team with the Dolphins back in 1972. NHL news, the Colorado Avalanche, they've locked up defenseman Sylvain Girard to a seven-year extension worth $35 million. The Devils signed Will Butcher. Great move there. 3 years, 3.73. And the Sabres and goaltender Linus Ullmark still $2 million apart. They have an arbitration meeting coming up. I'm Cam Stewart. Wow, what a day. Baseball moves coming up late. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat Rage Radio. We'll talk to Mark Lawrence about some college football, Gamblu as well, about some fights, this and a whole lot more. Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage our radio has begun. I am Gabriel Morency. We're throwing it down live at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, east of Rutherford, where it is raining. There are dark clouds hovering over the city right now, and that dark cloud is the New York Yankee fans, who actually have a hashtag started, Fire Cashman. I am Morency, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, as you just rattled off a lot of these deals, Cam. Big day.
There's a lot of them. Buddy.
Calm before the storm. We've got movement. Yep. Though we'll just cut right down to the chase. Yesterday we were talking about Major League Baseball future odds, and the LA Dodgers were favorites, and the Dodgers were they were favored on their own. They were plus 260 yesterday, and remember we were talking, the Yankees and the Astros were both plus 360, and I remember noting, I found it interesting that the Astros and Yankees had identical odds when you, me, and Kurtz all agreed we thought the Houston Astros were better than the New York Yankees, but FanDuel has already adjusted the numbers, Cam. The Houston Astros have gone from plus 360 to plus 290, now co-favorites, the Dodgers also sit at plus 290 right now. Yankees fell to plus 400. So you picked up 40 cents change, Cam. 40 cents your change on the Yankees.
I like 40
the Bronx
cents.
Bombers
Any change
are now plus 400. It seems like an L.A. Dodger-Houston Astro World Series is inevitable, but, man, the Houston Astros aren't playing around, Cam. Reminds me of the Golden State Warriors in their prime where they just always, you know, they just get better all the time. And I don't know. It seems like every deal Houston makes, they sort of get the better of the other team. You notice that too?
You're absolutely. And it's funny. They dealt with the Jays a lot today, right? Late trades.
Yeah.
Aaron Sanchez.
I'd be dealing with the Jays a lot too, Cam, because Shapiro and Atkins don't know what the hell they're doing. I'd be dealing with the Jays too.
I'll tell you one thing though.
Interested in trading Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
No. Or Bo Bichette or these guys. Slow down, Morency. The young core is good. We just swept the Kansas City Royals here. But you're right. Teams are on speed dial to deal with the Jays. The Nationals made a move, too, for Hudson. So, basically, the Jays relievers all gone now. And Sanchez, it surprised me. Sanchez is not as bad as his record indicates. He was very good in his last start. And now Houston, a plethora of riches. They can show him in, they can put him in any time. And adding Zach Greinke, you said it, man. The Astros don't screw around. And the Jays didn't really get a lot back. Just prospects. Who knows if they're going to pan out.
Why'd they throw in Piagini on top of it all?
Piagini's he's a mop-up guy. But pitching, you know, clubhouse guy, they say. Actually, guys are really upset here that he's gone. And people love Piagini.
All right. Mark Lawrence will join us. And Yang.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, all this Major League Baseball trade stuff, that's all cool, but whatever, man. We got to get down to serious business. Mac football. Mac football. All hell is breaking loose right now in Major League Baseball. As we stated, the Houston Astros are now co-favorites with the L.A. Dodgers. People in the chat are asking because earlier in the week I talked about the Houston Astros versus the L.A. Dodgers. Exact matchup in the World Series was plus 400. Now the Astros are plus 290. The Dodgers are plus 290. They took the exact matchups down, but it'll probably be about plus 350, plus 360 now. It'll move 40 or 50 cents, but a loaded rotation now with the Houston Astros of Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole, Zach Greinke, Wade Miley. Very, very impressive. And you got Aaron Sanchez, who will help them coming out of the bullpen in the playoffs, also will help them when they're trying to coast through the month of September and they're trying to eat up some innings, he get his confidence back. And I guarantee you, Aaron Sanchez is going to be a much better pitcher now with the Houston Astros than he was with the Toronto Blue Jays. But let's bring in Mark Lawrence right now, who's a Cleveland Indian fan. Mark Lawrence ordered his Yasiel Puig jersey last night on MajorLeagueBaseball.com's official shop website. Mark, how you doing? What's going on?
Well, the only problem with ordering a Puig uniform is the fact that they're sending it to me in his exact size, and it's going to look like a dress, a tent on me. He's a big dude, man.
Oh. With a temper.
He don't play around.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, that he got traded, and then he got in the fight after he got traded. Like, you imagine if something happened to him?
Exactly. He's going to be a mixed martial artist after his football career on Positive Gabe. Like, he actually enjoys fighting. Both of those brawls with Pittsburgh.
WWE wrestler.
He's been a part of them both. What? Or a wrestler. Exactly.
WWE wrestler. He's charismatic and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
it's true. Yep. Combat sports, for sure.
All right, so Mark, before we get to the football, Houston Astros are now co-favorites. Yesterday they were plus 360 to win the World Series. And listen, the Minnesota Twins, you know, have played well, but I don't think that anybody sees the Minnesota Twins going to the World Series. The Cleveland Indians have been competitive. You know, they're sort of in the mix, but the Houston Astros were already the class of the American League, Mark. Now they add Zach Greinke. They bring in Aaron Sanchez for a little bit more depth with their pitching. They already have a great lineup. They have a winning pedigree already. This is this is pretty much a complete and perfect baseball team right now, this Houston Astros team, Mark.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good, especially with Correa back in the lineup for them. They're going to look like, obviously, the team to beat in the American League and perhaps make it to the World Series and, as you say, maybe collide with the Dodgers. I have a big tear in my eye, though, given the fact that Aaron Sanchez is no longer with the Blue Jays, because he was an absolute play against as a starting pitcher. He was in such wretched current form. I mean, it was unbelievable. His numbers. I mean, they're impregnated every start he made. I don't know what's happened to the guy. Maybe he'll find himself in the bullpen. You know?
Impregnated. Wow. That's great stuff, Mark.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, that's like, you know what, too? You're right, Mark.
That's strong.
It's sort of like you're from the database, the Jordan Lyles, man. The guy was 0 for 18 in the month of July. And
he's pitching.
You had Aaron Sanchez. So you had Aaron Sanchez, who was on that run. It reminded me, actually, of Josh Towers, when you remember, Cam, when he was on the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh.
Josh Towers went like three or four months without winning a game, and it kept setting him out there. And it was just bet against him again. It was like, how long are they going to keep him in a lineup for, right? How long is he going to be in a rotation for? Keep betting against him. But Mark, Sanchez will be better. He'll be coming out of the pen. He'll be in certain situations. And, you know, he can't be that bad if one of the best teams in baseball wants him, right?
Well, he had stuff. There's no question. You know that, Gabe, from back in your days in Toronto. You know, he was a pretty good pitcher. And didn't really start out all that bad this year, but my goodness, May came around, and he just ballooned up, and I don't know what happened to the guy. I don't know if he's hurt, if he's injured, but the bottom line is he will find a home with Houston, and likely if Miley ends up having problems and Sanchez can find his way back, he could end up maybe being that fourth or fifth starter in that rotation for Houston.
I don't know if you guys could hear the ruckus.
I just hit an exacta, Gabe, 10-6, Saratoga. I had the 10 to win at 5-1, too. He almost caught the three. Notice how the bird got him rattled? Because if you people are watching these races, a lot of birds fly when the horses are coming down the track. My horse got spooked by some birds.
Saratoga. And I got to tell you, Mark, I told people, Cam's very good at not letting you know that he's watching. He's like a kid in class that's like, you know what I mean? He's listening to a baseball game on his radio or something like that. Like just out of the blue, Cam's like, you're right there. The bird's right down there. That bird nearly got killed.
I told you, Gabretzi. He kind of went, whoa. Yeah, there's a lot of birds flying around there.
I don't know why that bird, like, flew onto the track like that. But
A 7 and a 5. Might pay about, did a dollar. Probably going to pay about $60. Not bad. Sorry, right. Gabe, continue.
Good stuff. Thanks, Cam. So let's get into the college football. College football's around the corner. I'm fired up for some college football. We go in alphabetical order, guys. We go in alphabetical order, and some weeks it's more glamorous than the others. We're on to the MAC right now, or as I like to call it, the Canadian Football League of college football. And it really is very similar. Like, basically, like, they're similar leagues in which, man, it's random on a week-to-week basis in a MAC. Like, one week a team will look great. The next week they're terrible. It's very CFL-ish. To be honest, there's more Canadians playing in the MAC than any other conference. Canada's like a pipeline for the MAC conference. Toledo, the Rockets, are actually the favorites over here at FanDuel, Mark, plus 230. The Ohio Bobcats, plus 360. And then there's a little bit of a drop-off to Northern Illinois. And as you write in your preview, Mark, this is a conference that basically produces a new conference winner on a yearly basis.
Yeah, we haven't had a repeat champion going back to 2011, 2012 was the last time that a repeating champion won the MAC conference. So, you know, will that happen here again this year? Northern Illinois is the defending champion. I rather doubt that. You know, given the fact of their makeup, they got a new head coach. They got 7 road games this year, 4 back-to-back road games. So it's going to be obviously difficult for Northern Illinois. So we're likely to see that streak continue again this football season. And you mentioned about a lot of Canadian players dotting these rosters here. You know, they have fun in the MAC. You know, they like being isolated in these Tuesday games, perhaps Wednesday games and later on in the football season here. But, you know, their true colors come out come bowl time. You know it. I know it. I mean, they just flat out rotten, wretched in bowl games.
Bowl busts.
Bowl busts to the max. Okay, 16-46. The last 11 years in bowl games. So use that for what it is with the MAC team. So don't fall in love with them too hard in the regular season. Just get ready to snap the rubber band when the bowl games come around.
You know what's funny, Mark? When me and Cam went to the national championship game, like, it was Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow. Like, it's like, you know, you represent the bowl and a conference and stuff when you're there. So, like, we're at, like, this sort of, like, there's, like, a, you know, it's, like, drinks. There's a gathering at the hotel type of thing.
A pool.
Everyone's got everyone's got their laminates on and everything. And it's, like, basically, like, the Fiesta Bowl guys and the Sugar Bowl guys. The BCS guys were all snobs. You know what I mean, Mark? They were, like, one corner of the room in nice suits. Me and Cam are representing the MAC and the International Bowl. we were kicking it with the guys from the Liberty Bowl and the Advocate Bowl. All the loser bowls. Hey, what's up, guys? We were like, hey, who are you with?
They're MAC. Nice guys.
We're with the MAC and International Bowl. we'll hit this on the other side.
With cocktails in hand, yes.
I'll never forget the Buffalo. Well, I'll tell you a great story, Mark, on the other side about the Buffalo band, the UConn band.
Oh, yeah, great story.
Game time decision.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Season-long fantasy drafts in full swing. Yeah, thanks, Yang. And Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package with the best match-day seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts provide dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge of regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com.
Thank you, Cam. Cam Stewart throwing it down to Toronto. I'm Renzi. We are at the FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack right now. Mark Lawrence joins us from Florida. Get the playbook. Get prepared for college football. It's rapidly approaching. Also for the National Football League, playbook.com. Newsstand, if there is still a newsstand in your neighborhood or on your mobile device, go to the Google store. Check it out. Get it mobile. Playbook version. So, let's get into this. One thing, too. Yeah, Mark. So, the quick UConn Buffalo story. Me and Cam are hosting a TV show, an International Bowl preview show. So, they go all out and stuff. They were sending the bands, okay? And so the UConn band shows up first. And they're like really disciplined, Mark, like big leagues. You know what I'm saying? Like they're in uniform. Sort of like a drill sergeant. You stand there. Hey, you. Hey. Yeah. You know, stand straighter. Like it was like hardcore, like they were a team type of thing. They came bearing gifts, gave us a bunch of UConn hats, jackets. You know what I mean? We were like, wow, this UConn's really a big league program. So they're all like, yes, sir. No, sir. It's great to be here. Mark, the Buffalo kids show up after. Like they're not even wearing matching T-shirts or anything. Like they're all just dressed in jeans, different stuff. There's a commercial break with the Buffalo band, and one of the kids looks over and he goes, "Hey, you guys know where we can get some weed?" And I look over at the kid, and I'm like, even me, I'm like, kid, like, you know, not the time. Like, you know, we're like, on a commercial break. Oh yeah, and half the kids on the Buffalo band were like drunk and stuff, and like. The band leaders like tell them, hey, put the beer down and stuff like the Buffalo. Seeing Buffalo next to UConn, we should know UConn kicked the snot out of them in that football game.
Oh, they sure murdered them.
Who was the running back? Donald Brown. Remember that? Donald Brown.
Yeah, Donald Brown. NFL running back. Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, he was good college player.
Me and Cam saw Ray Rice in that bowl game, Mark. Ray Rice played for Rutgers in the
State
International
versus
Bowl.
Versus Rutgers. Great game.
Remember that
Ray Rice ran
team.
For four touchdowns, Mark. Almost 300 yards. It was his best game ever.
You know, that could largely attribute to the largely attribute to the poor performance of MAC teams in bowl games, just given the fact that their drug of choice was Maui Waui, and they were more concerned about that than they were
down.
The bowl game itself.
Slows them down. One thing, okay, we'll get into the teams, but one thing, Maui Waui.
Mark's on fire.
Hey, if you know where to get some Maui Waui, let me know, Mark, because I'm in.
Great strain.
So one thing about this, Cam, you're like this. Great names, the rivalries. Battle of the Bricks, Ohio versus Miami. Michigan MAC Trophy, Central Michigan versus Western Michigan. The Battle of I-75, Toledo, Bowling Green. The Wagon Wheel, Akron versus Kent State. Some great rivalries there. So what about this Toledo team being a favorite? Mark, you know, we talked about what a great coach Matt Campbell is with the Cyclones. Toledo haven't been quite as good as they were under Campbell right now. Are they all the way back? Should they be favorites?
Well, I don't know if they're all the way back yet, Gabe. They're going to have a little bit of difficulty this year just given the fact that they come back light with returning production. They're 107th in the country out of 130 teams. They've only got 11 returning starters on both sides of the ball combined this football season here. And then you're also bringing in a team that was negative 42 yards offensively and 40 yards defensively. They slipped in the stats last football season here. So I'm not as keen on them being the clear-cut favorite in this conference here. In fact, I don't even know if they're going to win the West division here. I think it's kind of wide open in the West, and Toledo may be a factor here, but I'm not big on the Rockets this football season.
Over-under, Cam, is 8 for the Toledo Rockets. Over 8 is plus 125. Under 8, minus 145. Frank Solich. Frank Solich, yep. Win total 7.5. Feels a little low, doesn't it, for Solich's crew?
Well, I think they end up being the team to beat in the MAC in its entirety, not only winning the East, but I think they're the best team in the conference. They were number 5 in the country last year in turnover margin. They were plus 1 full turnover net per game last football season here. And if you can do just that, you can replicate that, you can end up having a pretty good season, not handing the ball over, turning it over in cruel time or crunch times, I should say. They're going to be a little bit light again on this returning production side, but Frank Solich has been there and done that. He doesn't get out-coached often in this conference here. So, you know, the question is with no less than 6 opponents on the roster, on the itinerary this year that went bowling last year, I think this team is going to be pretty well loaded here. They get the best quarterback in the conference, and I make Ohio U, the Bobcats, the team to beat.
Hey, Mark, I got to ask you about Northern Illinois. We talk about them being the champions, but now they're in the 3-hole behind Toledo, behind Ohio to win the MAC right here. And interesting, so looking at the playbook and the schedule, Mark, some tough road games for these guys against some heavyweights. I know Northern Illinois always had the defensive pedigree, but man, that schedule's tough.
Well, you know, their MO had always been being a dominant road team, not only in the MAC conference, but whatever they went and played, and that hit a bank for the Huskies. But, you know, that's kind of gone out the window a little bit with their coaching changes. Rod Carey now gone, the head coach at Temple. So that brings a new head coach into the program here. The other thing I don't like about Northern Illinois this year is they had better find their road mojo, because they've got 7 road games this football season here, 4 back-to-back road games. That's a pretty tough task for teams to have to get over that tall hurdle like that, especially Northern Illinois. I think they could end up having trouble getting to that over that 6.5 wins this season.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm seeing an even 7 here at FanDuel. It's even 7, but it's minus 165. I like it, Cam. I'm liking the unders. Normally, I look for overs. I'm seeing a lot of unders this year in college football. I'm like, this team's not getting there. And like, yeah, listen to the schedule, guys.
Play, Gabe.
Yeah. And listen to this, Cam. We're pretty bold. I'm on their official website, niuhuskies.com, like the college. They have their schedule, and they have the MAC championship game, Mark, listed on the schedule.
Ooh,
I like though. Hey, that's the way they roll there. But all right, they're gonna win. They're gonna open up with a win against Illinois State. But then they're going to Utah, loss at Nebraska, loss at Vanderbilt, loss. All right, Ball State, they'll get a win at Ohio.
Sure,
kind of a toss up, but probably lose. At Miami, not an easy game. You know, after they're at Central Michigan, they're at Toledo versus Eastern Michigan versus Western Michigan. Man, I don't, you know, it's going to be tough for these guys to get to 8 wins. And that's what it takes to beat me. I think they're probably a 6-win team. I like that under 7, Mark, with these guys.
I agree with you, Gabe. I think it's one of the nicer total plays as far as season wins goes in the conference here, especially with the coaching change and the fact of this real tough road schedule. You mentioned all those tough opponents, but the majority of them happen to be on the road.
All right, where are we going here, Cam?
Western Michigan, I'm thinking, is the next in the hole there, Gabe. What about the Broncos? Dangerous team.
Lot of returning starters. Lot of returning production here, Mark.
Number 1 team in the country in returning production, Western Michigan, this football season here. 18 returning starters, and a lot of people that were on the 2-deep are back here as well. That's what makes them number 1 in overall returning production.
14 seniors will be starting.
They're really laced with a lot of experience here. And you also take a look. Remember last year, John Wozniak, their quarterback, He broke his ankle in the Toledo game. They went one after he broke his ankle. They won only one of the last five football games. He's a really good quarterback. So you combine all his experience with a quarterback that had taken them to the brink of success last year, who's going to be back this year with all his experience around them. I think Western Michigan is going to push, win their division. I think they'll end up playing Ohio U for all the cheese in the MAC Conference Championship game.
I'm liking this. I'm getting fired up here.
Now, Gabe, and Mark, think about this. So on my book, Gabe, we'll talk about FanDuel. They got Toledo plus 225, Ohio Bobcats plus 333, Northern Illinois plus 550, and Western Michigan, Mark, at 6-1. That would offer a head situation even if they did go to the MAC championship game at 6-1. I kind of like where we're going with these guys. Broncos.
Yeah, you're getting checking a lot of good boxes here, Cam. This good football team, very experienced head coach Tim Lester, his third year with the football program here. He's done okay, but now all of a sudden the people that are on this roster, dotting this roster, are his recruits. And that's what's going to really be beneficial, I think, for this football program here. I'm going to like them real well this year. Only one back-to-back road game, that's the end of the season. It's at Northern Illinois. I don't think they're going to need that. I think they're going to end up clinching the West before they take on Northern Illinois in the season finale.
Central Michigan win total is 4. This team used to be this team was like a good friend, Mark. You know what I mean? Like, basically, if, you know, you needed to get bailed out, you lost all your money on vacation. The Central Michigan Chippewas were that team. They were so good against the point spread. Remember going back to the Butch Jones days and Dan LeFevre? Mm-hmm. This team, like, yep, really, really one of my all-time favorite covering machines, Central Michigan. And even with Cooper Rush as their quarterback, who's now the backup on the Dallas Cowboys, even then they covered some numbers. They're always good for that one, like, upset a year or close game a year. They're a covering machine, but they sort of fell apart. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll just battle off a couple of win totals here with Mark Lawrence, and we'll get him out of here. Game time decisions continues. We're at the FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Back to live action. Game time decisions, ready to Rage Radio. I'm Renzi. We're throwing down a FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack. Mark Lawrence joining us from Florida. Pick up your playbook online, mobile device, newsstand, but you want to be ready for the college of football campaign. So just quickly on Central Michigan, these guys 5-0, last five times they've gotten 20 or more points. And I'll tell you what, as you write, Mark, they're a mission team. 8 returning starters on offense, a program that's, used to playing a tough schedule and still coming out with 6-7 wins on a yearly basis, 8 at times as well. Normally hangs with a big boy or two for 3 quarters throughout the season. A great team as an underdog. Wheels fell off for them, but I think Jim McElwain's the perfect coach for this program. We were talking about Butch Jones before. You see, Butch Jones sort of struggled in the prime in the big-time conferences. Same with McElwain. The guy was an assistant in, the big leagues and stuff. He knows Saban and Bama and everything. Colorado State, good coach there. Wasn't a good fit for Florida. A guy like McElwain, already bringing in some nice recruits, is just sort of, the type of serious coach in a program like Central Michigan would be lucky to have. I think this team's a little bit of a sleeper this year, Mark, with that low win total of 4.
I agree with you, Gabe. It could be a little bit of a Butch Davis-type situation at Florida International, where he had a lot of coaching pedigree, and he took a job at a lightweight school, but he's done a great job down there, and so too can McElwain with Central Michigan. What I really like about them is last year, they started 47 players last year. That was the second most in the country, which means there's a lot of experience dotting this roster that way, especially in the defensive side of the football. And you've also got a team that was bowling 4 years in a row before they finally met with a miserable one-win season last year. That makes them a mission team this year. And mission teams usually tend to bounce back pretty good the next year. I'm going to go over their season win total here, 4 wins. I just like the makeup of the team, the coach, and everything about what's going on around this program.
They open up with Albany. I didn't know Albany had a football team, Cam.
The Great Danes.
I knew they played lacrosse. They didn't have a hockey team.
And basketball. Yeah, Albany and football. Yeah,
they got a basketball.
Week one, Gabe.
Albany at Central Michigan. All right, so before we get you out of here, Mark, who didn't we hit just quickly on the way out? Anyone else?
Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan, yeah. It's crazy that these guys used to, win no games and one game and stuff like
They're
that.
Good.
Their win total is 6.5 right now. And we didn't get to Miami of Ohio and Ball State as well. Oh, and Akron. So we'll just sort of blast through these. What, any of these win totals you like, Mark?
Well, Eastern Michigan, Chris Creighton, when he was hired there, came with a lot of accolade and really hasn't delivered the goods. I mean, he elevated him from a one-win season to seven, had 7 wins last football season here, but they're coming back real light on returning production, number 117 in the country overall. And their last year, the teams they played if they're playing 7 road games. They're another team that's doing just that. And if you put this in my database, teams that are playing 7 road games in a season, in that 7th road game, they're just 15-42 straight up. So they don't figure to win those final 7th road games, and that could oftentimes trip up a team looking to go over a season win total. You mentioned Miami of Ohio as well. It's a football team, 6 wins I see for their season win total here. But they do not know how to win close call games here. If you take a look at their record is 7-19 in one possession games with head coach Frank Martin here. They've been building themselves back up from where they were, the depths of where they were, slowly with Martin here. A 6-win team last year, didn't go bowling, probably disappointed that they didn't catch a bowl bid last football season here. So they could come a little bit hungry this season here. I maybe got to put them a little bit on a sleeper list this year.
A couple of the dregs here. Ball State. Is it good? It's good news, bad news, Mark, right? It's always like when, wow, they have a lot of returning production, yet, they weren't very good. Right. So it's one of those type of deals with Ball State. But as you stated, the schedule is manageable. Their win total is 4, as is Kent State. And I don't know any of them. I'm glad we're having you on right now because I don't know much about Kent State coming into this year. But I don't know, Cam. Kent State and 4 wins, just that seems like high for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, the Golden Flashes, 2. They get 2 or 3.
Like
4 is ambitious.
Are Kent State really going to win 5 games this year, Mark?
Well, if it would, I think everybody in Kent State would be really surprised. They'd be thrilled they take just that. I think they're most concerned with their big battle against Akron every year. That's at, they're only 10, 15 miles apart from each other here. And it's a program that's really, really on the decline, this football team. I can't like them. They're another one of the many, many teams in the MAC that's playing 7 true road games. And when you're talking about a bad team playing 7 true road games, like I say, it's difficult to make that over win total play work.
They're not getting there, Cam. Listen to this. They're going to Arizona State. They're going to Auburn.
Awesome.
And they're going to Wisconsin. They're going to get not just lose. They're going to get seriously beat up, man.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to be like 40, 50-point underdogs. 38.5. Those are some big-name schools there.
It'll be like me and Cam after a golf tournament, sore for weeks.
good point, Gabe.
Sore for weeks. Dear God, every time I think we're done, poor Mark, Bowling Green. How many freaking teams are in this stupid conference? I hit Bowling Green.
Too many.
Bowling Green. So 8 returning starters on offense, 5 on defense. Interesting. 39-6 straight up when they win the stats, 6-37 straight up when they lose the stats. numbers really matter. What do you make of Bowling Green this year, Mark?
Well, the best thing is Jinx is gone. Mike Jinx is gone, and he really, really didn't do anything with this program. They averaged 3-9 in the 3 years that he was there, and they're coming back really, really light, returning production-wise defensively, 120th in the country. So oftentimes you'll see new coaches coming in taking over bad football programs or programs that are on the decline. They're going to end up cleaning house, bringing their own recruits in, and building it slow but sure. And I think that's what will happen with Bowling Green this year. I think they face another three-win season this year in 2019.
And finally, in closing, the Buffalo Bulls sort of starting over here right now. Tyree Jackson stays in the cities now on the Buffalo Bills. Pretty slick move with Bills to bring this kid in, actually. He's actually the quarterback. He's a third-string quarterback. He's battling for a quarterback job. So they like his arm. I think he could be a star, like if he was a tight end. I think he's such a great athlete. But nevertheless, they lose their wide receivers. A lot of talent. A lot of talent departed from Amherst, Mark. And their win total is 6. Is this a bowl team this year? It looks like Buffalo could be rebuilding a little bit.
Yeah, I think they regressed this year, Gabe. Not only did they lose Jackson, their entire wide receiving core was practically wiped out as well. One player that was on the roster as a wide receiver is back this year. So when you're rebuilding with a new quarterback, new wide receivers, new everything, I think it's going to be really, really difficult. And again, I'm going to keep hitting on this returning production angle, but 127th out of 130 teams in the country here, they're really thin. Buffalo, I think they're going to have to begin rebuilding here before they get back to where they were.
Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. And don't forget, gentlemen, you also have the daily newsletter, The Coffee Club, in which you get great football stats for the upcoming season, baseball data as well. Major League Baseball trade deadline now done. And this is one last crack at this, gentlemen. Jordan Lyles, 0-18 career record in the month of July. And it's still July right now, isn't it? Until the clock strikes midnight.
Yep, true.
Yep. And you know, the amazing thing is, Gabe, they're betting on Jordan Lyles tonight. This game opened up like $1.37 favorite. They're now $1.15. I don't know what they see in Jordan Lyles here, but the bottom line here is last chance saloon to fade Jordan Lyles here tonight, and I'll be doing just that.
Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. Thanks for the insight, expertise, as always, Mark. Thanks for the time.
And my pleasure, as always, guys. Enjoy the games and be well.
Mark care, Lawrence Mark. With his great, great stuff with the Mac. It's quite a few win totals, and I'm liking here, overs and unders. Like, Buffalo rebuilding, Cam, listen, it's an even 6. It's minus 125 to the over. You're getting plus money, plus 105 to the under. At worst, you get a
under.
Push. Buffalo's not winning 7 games. They'll be, it'll be a mirror. They're 5-7 this year, bro. They were winning 6 games when they had Tyree Jackson, Cam. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They squeak in that bowl game. I gotta ask you, Gabe. What's a Western Michigan to win the MAC at FanDuel?
Western Michigan to win the MAC conference futures. It is MAC champion. God, I'm good at finding this stuff fast. Plus 650.
You gotta know the conference. That's amazing, dude. That's better than Mr. Green. Gabe, that is one future.
There?
I know you're not a patient man. Why don't you run up to the window?
I am for
because
college.
I'll tell
I am
you one
for college. It's only 10 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm
in for that. Like, you put 100 or 2 at plus 650, and you're in a perfect hedge situation because Mark thinks they're going to be there, and Western Michigan could beat Ohio in the MAC championship game. So I think it's something to look forward to. That's a really nice price you're getting there at FanDuel. On my book, it's 6-1.
As Mark mentioned, there hasn't been back-to-back repeat conference champions in the MAC since like 2011 or something like that. But you know why, Cam, and you know this conference is whacked out. Like, it's like the CFL.
It is.
It's almost like the Grey Cup, where every year, you ever notice, the best team never wins the conference. They always choke. Like, you know what I mean?
It's true.
Like, Toledo's always been really good. They always choke against Western Michigan late, right? They always blow it. Like, you know, how many times has, like, Ohio, Cam, been great? And you're like, oh, there's Frank Solich, man. He just lost the MAC title game again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Northern Illinois used to get there and lose and choke. Like the underdog in the MAC title game is a great bet. Like it just is. I don't know what it is about this conference.
Yeah. It's also amazing to me is, and me and you have been doing this for a long time, how things change year to year. Other than Ohio, Gabe, remember a while ago, Bowling Green was like the class of this conference. Now they're the
dregs. I was with Dino Babers. Buffalo. Remember Dino Babers?
Yeah, that's right.
Now he's at Syracuse.
Oh, Dino Babers, great coach. Yeah, exactly. And then Buffalo was at the top. Now they go to the bottom. It's interesting. Yeah. They build their way up, and then they go back down, right? So
Ohio,
you don't see Alabama
Ohio,
going from first to last.
Ohio and Northern Illinois are the most consistent ones. Like Ohio every year, dude, are just 8-4. You know what I mean? 9-3, 8-4. Northern Illinois have been pretty steady over the years. Then you get your sort of like Western Michigan comes out of nowhere and is like awesome once. Yep. Toledo is like, well, you know, was really good in beating SEC teams. The MAC's an interesting conference, but I like somebody's win totals to the under here. And I have more patience. It's hard to have patience for the NBA. It's so long. Right, a regular season, and I'm going to do it this year, but you got to have patience. You and I have talked about it. We need patience. NFL football, like I do it a bit. You know, it's 16 weeks, whatever, 17 weeks, regular season. College isn't that bad, Cam. You place your bet, whatever, man. College football is over by mid-November, right, the regular season?
Yep.
You don't really have to wait that long. It's 2.5 months, bro. 12 weeks. It's like it's 2.5, 3 months.
I'm going to do it with Western Michigan. I think getting Mark's endorsement there, a very good team, you know. And the thing is, at that price, even if they go to the championship game, if we like the other team with the spread, who knows what's going to happen? Boom, it could be a perfect middling opportunity, maybe hit both. So at plus 650, that's something I'll be doing.
Next week, we hit the Mountain West.
Yeah, I like love the Mountain West. Nice.
And then we get the following week is the Pac-12. And then the SEC. And then, as always, we wrap it up with the belt, the Sun Belt. That's the Egg's favorite conference.
Yeah.
The belt, baby.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Right now. Game Time Decision. Fred Heaton Rage, our radio continues. Fantasy Sports, our radio networks. We're throwing it down here at the Meadowlands, FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack. Talking MAC football, but we'll switch gears. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball board. It's Wednesday, which means that Cam's got some golf picks for us. Lou Gamblou. Ooh. We'll step up and we'll talk UFC, Robbie Lawler and Kobe Covington fighting. And it's funny, I actually look it up.
I want Lawler.
Nobody likes Covington.
Kobe Covington's a jackass. He's a mouthpiece. He's a straight up tool. Like I know he's a tough guy or whatever, but man, he runs his mouth. He's going to be in land in his own pool of blood. Okay. I'd love Robbie Lawler to kick that jackass's ass, man. Like it would be great. I'm going to bet on him just out of spite, but he's a big favorite, right?
Yeah, it's one of those deals that has to be a spite bet. Like, Robbie Lawler's like past his prime. He's been in too many wars. You know what I mean? It's caught up to him. Guy's been in a lot of battles, man, over the years.
You got to be kidding with them spite bets, man. I like about all my spite bets I lost, man, against Floyd Mayweather, man. Like, you know, it's like, it was just like, you know, almost like kick his butt. You know what I'm saying? I might have lost a lot of money, buddy. I had to do a lot of push-ups, too.
I used to send limos for guys like you, Yang, that bet out of spite against Floyd. I loved it. I remember people talking, Ricky Hatton's got a real chance of beating him.
Oh, yeah,
like, the only thing Ricky Hatton's going to beat is an eight ball of blow, man. Like, we ain't beating Floyd Mayweather. Remember the night cam years ago? This goes back, like, you know, I don't know, 12, 4, a long time ago, whatever. Yeah. In the early days when you and I were at Sirius, when remember we hosted the show with Scotty Farrell, the big party. Yeah. Not the street party night, but another one. Remember me and Pharrell hosted like Mayweather De La Hoya night?
Yeah.
Dude, we got Mayweather at like -125 or something like that night.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone, De La Hoya's going to beat him. De La Hoya's going to beat him. No, he isn't.
No,
me and Cam have done this, gang. You want spite bets? Ask me and Cam. I've lost like over $100,000 in my life betting against Tom Brady and Belichick out of spite.
I went all in on Pacquiao and lost.
Oh, yeah. Pacquiao, I was on Mayweather. Listen, when a fighter is 46-0, don't bet against him.
And I didn't know Pacquiao had the shoulder injury.
Isn't your boy coming out to announce a fight?
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Guys. It's the new update from Game Time Decisions.
You got it, brother. Hey, Yang, I'm Cam Stewart, their Fantasy Sports News Update. Man, it's been a crazy day with the baseball trade deadline. It went really slow, but at the end, boom, fireworks. A lot of us thought it was going to be Syndergaard or Bumgarner be traded, but another ace making noise on deadline day. The Houston Astros have acquired Cy Young winner Zach Greinke from the Arizona Diamondbacks. In return, Arizona gets back Seth Beer. Beer. J.B. Bukauskas, Corbin Martin, and Josh Rojas, all prospects. Beer ranked among MLB Pipeline's top 100 as well. The D-backs are also sending $24 million to the Astros in the trade. Houston will assume the remaining $53 million left on the 35-year-old Greinke's contract. Entering today's start against the Yanks, Greinke had a 2.87 ERA in 22 outings and an MLB best 0.94 whip. So now take a look at the Astros rotation. Verlander, Cole, Miley, Greinke, how you doing? The Astros weren't done. They picked up starter Aaron Sanchez from the Blue Jays along with reliever Joe Biagini from the Jays, all arms. The Cubs making a big move today. Chicago picking up outfielder Nick Castellanos from the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers will get Paul Rashan and Alex Lang. This trade broken by our own Craig Mish right here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Castellanos subject of trade rumors dating back to last year. Castellanos also a free agent next season. He's got 11 homers in 100 games and leads the MLB with 37 doubles when with the Tigers. The Atlanta Braves have acquired all-star closer Shane Green from Detroit as well. The Tigers get back lefty Joey Wentz and outfielder Dermot in return. Green owns a stellar 1.18 ERA, 0.87 whip, and 22 saves, along with a solid 10.2 K rate per nine in 38 games this year. Lots of moves. Milwaukee trading first baseman Jesus Aguilar to the Rays. The Rays sending back pitcher Jake Ferreira in that deal. Other moves. Reds dealing Scooter Jeanette to the San Francisco Giants. The D-backs have acquired Mike Leake from the Mariners. The Braves bullpen again. They pick up Mark Melancon from the Giants. Nice move there. The Marlins trading starter Zach Gallen to the D-backs for shortstop prospect Jazz Chisholm. Jed Jerko is now a Los Angeles Dodger after St. Louis traded away the slugger. The Oakland A's landing former Cincinnati pitcher Tanner Roark. The Giants trading away Drew Pomeranz to the Brewers, so they get a couple arms today. Blue Jays not done. They dealt reliever Daniel Hudson to the Washington Nationals. And the Mariners also dealt relievers Ronis Elias and Travis Strickland to the Nationals as well. They pick up three arms. The Philadelphia Phillies adding Corey Dickerson from the Pirates. Action on the live scoreboard. Atlanta beat Washington 5-4. Final and 10, Josh Donaldson, the winning solo home run and extras. The Blue Jays sweep away the Royals on the road. The 4-1 win. Bo Bichette, his first ever career MLB home run for Toronto for the rookie. Cincinnati beating Pittsburgh 4-1. Luis Castillo, seven strong innings, seven Ks. He gets the win. Agrizel the loss. Iglesias save 20 for the Reds. Games in progress. And no, I think the Yankees have just finished this one up. 7-5, the final. The Yankees take out Arizona. So that is a final. Dodgers in control up on Colorado, 5-0, top of nine. And Detroit, they are up 4-1 on the Angels. Man, the Angels suck as favorites. Here, rest of the board, 7-0-5, San Fran and Philly. Phils -135, 9.5, Zamarja Vasquez, 3 more, 7-10. Houston laying 50 cents at Cleveland, Urquidy and Plesac, Tampa at Boston. Red Sox -150, Kittredge and Porcello, total 11. Mini -210 at Miami, Berrios and Alcantara, total is 8. Seattle and Texas Rangers laying $170. 8-10 action. Mets -208. DeGrom and Giolito, nice one there. 8-15. Cubs 15-cent favorites at St. Louis. Hendricks versus Mikolas, total 8. 10-07. Milwaukee and Oakland. A's -125. Actually, that line has gone down now. Woo, almost pick him. Lyles and Anderson, as Mark Lawrence mentioned. He's now the $100 million man, the New Orleans Saints and All-Pro receiver Michael Thomas, agreeing to a five-year, $100 million extension today. $61 million guaranteed, represents the most ever for a non-quarterback offensive player. Thomas now locked up with the Saints through 2024. So great news then. This guy's absolutely on fire. Most receptions by a wide out, 321 in his first 3 years in the league. Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy and his buddy, yeah, they had to pay $55,000 each to a Philly police officer, Ronald Butler, injured in a bar fight. McCoy has paid his buddy Stiftum, so he's still waiting the money. We got some more information here, too. In the NHL, Colorado Avalanche locking up defenseman Sylvain Girard to a seven-year extension worth $35 million. New Jersey Devils, good signing. Will Butcher, 3 years, $3.73 million. This is a steal. Butcher put up 30 points in 78 games and 44 points as a rookie. And in golf, Tiger Woods committing to the Northern Trust Open and the BMW Championship, the first two events of the FedEx Cup playoffs that begin next week. He has only played in four events since the Masters. Quick CFL news for Gabe, my buddy. Saskatchewan trading quarterback Zach Collaros to the Toronto Argonauts for a fourth-round pick. I'm Cam Stewart. Hour two is coming up here on Red Heat and Rage. Gabe and I will talk to Gamblu and have some fun as well. So stick around. We'll go through the baseball board, talk fights, and MLB with Gamblu. Red Heat and Rage, hour two, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. We're in the level two. Game time decision. Red Heat and Rage on radio. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down at the Meadowlands. FanDuel Sportsbook on this Wednesday evening. LouGamblu.com will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll take a look at the UFC. And I was saying earlier, so I had to look up. And so it's Covington and Lawler this week. And I'm like, all right, where is this card anyways? It's actually right down the road from us right now. It's in Newark. It's at the Prudential Center.
Ooh.
Where the Devils are putting together a very good lineup for the upcoming season. But this UFC card is not a great lineup. Very weak. Like, it's a weak
too
card. Now, this doesn't mean it won't be entertaining.
Hired goons to take out Covington, Gabe. Hired goons. Newark, man. It's a tough place.
Right, who's there?
Tell them to go for a
goons.
Walk. Hey. Goons.
Covington wouldn't be very popular if you walked around Newark. He's a, yeah, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be a dead man.
No, but it's
make America great again. Hey, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's visited with Trump and stuff a couple of times.
Oh yeah, they're boys.
Yeah, I mean, he actually sells football picks too, Cam.
Does he? Oh, great. Yeah. How's he doing? Does he hit winners or?
Well, to be honest, I can't take shots at him. He told everyone to take the Rams. I guess he lost like a shitload on the Rams in the Super Bowl.
So join the club, pal.
Yeah, yeah. But this is no offense, Cam, but this is how bad this card is, and no offense to Clay Guida, but Clay Guida is the co-main event, bro.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah. Against Jim
the
Miller.
The Carpenter, the two-hole. Wow.
Yeah, which would have been
Miller?
A great fight like 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah, so I say 10 years ago, great fight.
No, man, it's a horrible card, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to go pay. I'm not supporting Colby Covington.
No, you're not going to do that.
He is good. He is a good fighter. He's a jackass.
He is.
He is good, though. But, all right, so we got Major League Baseball. Lou will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll get to that. Lou's a big football bettor as well. Couple of first inning, first five catches my eye tonight. And Cam's going to be joining us tonight on in-game live.
Yep.
Normally you're Thursdays,
right.
Cam. Why the shakeup tonight?
I don't know. I think Mike just puts a schedule together, and I guess they like Morenci, Stewart, and Leonard. I think that's the group this week that we had a good time with Brian Leonard last time, and I guess we're getting thrown on again. I don't know, Gabe. I'll work any night, but it says Wednesday, ready to rock.
Yeah, I know. I was thrown off because normally it's you and Dane on Monday and Thursdays.
Thursday, yeah. No,
yeah,
I guess
so tonight,
Cardano's mixing up. He's putting in new ingredients in the stew.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, Dane Martinez will be with us. And Mike Blewett, Kurtz is going to join a rotation later in the week.
Friday.
But tonight,
yep.
We got Drew Martin and Brian Leonard. Like Drew Martin in for the first hour, Brian Leonard in for hour two. in-game live. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. Still, I still don't see a stupid line or number for this MLS All-Star game here tonight. I asked them at the window. They looked at me like I was crazy.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, level two continues. We've got decisions ready for Rachel Radio. As we mentioned, Nate Camp will be back at 8 o'clock here tonight from the Meadowlands. FanDuel Sportsbook will be tracking Major League Baseball. Of course, the trade deadline has come and gone. We'll get to our baseball picks, Cam's golf picks, a little bit later on. Let's bring in Lou right now. Yeah. What do you got, Cam?
I had a line for you too, Gabe. Or do you want to save it for the betting segment? I don't want to waste Lou's time,
We have a line
in the soccer match. The soccer match is right now. We have MLS All-Stars plus 333, draw plus 250, Atletico Madrid minus 150, and we will go to the total because I think you're looking for that. Let me see. Over, under. This is great. It's 2.5, but over minus 300, under plus 240. Both teams to score, yes. Minus 250, no. Plus 175. You know what's going on here. It's jacked up by the juice, buddy. Lots of juice, extra
points. They made it tricky. Yeah, I don't know. They don't have it at FanDuel here. I keep waiting for them to post it. I went to the window a couple of times. I asked them, and they're very confused.
You got your account still? You still have your account?
I do not.
I can put it in for you.
No.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, buddy.
Right. We got Lou, though. I don't know. Check and see. Maybe I've got that $20 free roll or something like that.
I'll double check.
Let's bring in Lou right now. Free roll time with Lou, gambleloo.com. What's up, Lou?
Not too much, gentlemen. Hope the summer's going great. You're having a good show so far. Let's keep her running.
Summer's going by fast as we get older, Lou. Here we are, good news, bad news. Good news is football's around the corner, but summer, just 1 month left in the summer right now. But the UFC's done a nice job of keeping us occupied on a weekly basis. We have another card this weekend. But I got to be honest with you, Lou. I didn't even realize it was in Newark. It's right down the street from me. I was at the card in Vegas, and it was a good one, the 4th of July weekend. And listen, I'm not saying this card won't be entertaining, and I'm not saying there's not opportunities to make money. As you always say, it's not your job to judge a card. It's just your job to bet the card and pick winners for it. But let's be real, Lou. As I stated earlier, when Clay Guida and Jim Miller is your co-main event, you've got a problem. I'm just calling it out. Doesn't mean I won't be watching, but it means I'm not in a hurry to be going to spend hundreds of dollars to go watch it live. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I think that's a very legitimate position. I think it's it's on ESPN, so it's free, so they know it. To me, and I was just commenting to Paul Shaughnessy on Twitter, who's feeling like he's getting a little stale in the game, and I can get that. It happened to me in the 80s, and I quit it because I just didn't feel that there was any integrity left in fighting, and fighting in the 80s, boxing. However, now, I am, after being away from it for 15 years, to have the UFC offer me 12 or 13 fights 40 or 42 times a year, I am as happy as a pig in a mud hole, and I will never complain about working them because I have my love back. I love fighting, and I'll never complain about it, but I definitely understand your point, and I definitely understand fans' point, and that's why it's on ESPN for free because they have to make that concession.
I'm going to look and see how much the tickets are, though. Like I said, it's about a $25 Uber ride, Ken. The $25 Uber ride from my house.
What do you think the tickets will be? What do you think they'll be?
I think
for like
you could
just a regular seat.
$69, I'm going to guess.
I was going to say 50, 50, 50,
yeah,
50
I,
55
I think,
bucks. You get a seat.
I don't think it's a hot ticket. It's not a hot ticket. I'm here. No one's talking about it. Let's just quickly look it up. So
that's right. I'm interested only because I agree with you guys. I don't think they're going to be as high prices as everyone thinks.
No, I'm thinking you get in for $60 or so. We'll see. But me and Cam were talking about this, and Cam brought up, you know, Covington's kind of a jackass. And, you know, I agree. Nobody likes Covington. He is a good fighter, Lou. He is vulnerable. Like, you know what I mean? He gets punched a lot. His striking's not great. But even though I don't like him personally, you can tell he enjoys fighting, right? Like, he's in the cage. He enjoys it. He seems to like the process of it all. He's such an egomaniac anytime he gets camera time. And, you know, he has backed up his mouth for the most part. But as Cam stated, Cam wants to bet on Lawler out of spite. you're normally an underdog better here, Lou. And I said I can't argue with the spite angle here, Cam. So what do you make of this fight, Lou? Lawler's just been many wars before, but dangerous. Robbie Lawler's always dangerous.
Robbie Lawler is extremely dangerous. And you've got this introverted, brooding, intense, no-nonsense, old-school fighter that really has only ever been exposed on the ground and via submission. Been fighting for 18 years. And we got a guy on our football team that was just so old school. All he would ever do is sneer. And that's how I see Robbie Lawler. Now on the other edge of the octagon, you're looking at Colby Covington, this really excellent wrestler. He's athletic enough. Has his striking improved? Yes. But he'll be giving away a ton of expertise and experience to Robbie Lawler on the feet. And it's really his mouth that has enabled him to propel himself, as well as some good fights, past the masses and into this projection. I love how that is, without Robbie Lawler telling us, I know how much that irks him. I think Lawler wants his shot at him, but I only give him about a 7-minute window, Gabe. The one question I do have with Covington, and you mentioned it, he's not good standing up. He's not a very offensive striker at all, and he does get hit. And if Lawler tags him, the one thing you got to worry about with wrestlers, and Covington is example A, is that you got to teach him how to strike effectively, and you have to teach him fluid movement while they're striking as well as on defense. As well, can wrestlers take a flush punch to the teeth? And I don't think we've really seen Covington take one yet. So all that dialogue
he fought
is
Damian
telling
Maya.
You.
Exactly. He fought Damian Maya. Yeah. Not a guy with a dangerous stand-up game. He's fought a couple of older fighters, if you've noticed too, Lou, with Covington. Listen, I think Usman will murder him if they ever get in a cage together, personally. But you notice, like, Covington's fought a lot of aging fighters.
Against a guy like Robbie, and again, what's everybody remember from Robbie is the Askren deal, and there's a plume of controversy around that if you're any kind of Lawler fan. But the bottom line is, where I'm going with this, and I haven't seen any of these numbers yet, I think this fight is really racing towards decision. I don't see Covington having the power to finish Robbie Lawler. I don't think he's going to submit him. Lawler's got sensational takedown defense. And I like the over angle or goes to decision. Goes to decision minus 115, and we don't have a rounds prop, but I think this fight goes over 3.5 rounds.
Colby Covington's minus 220, Robbie Lawler. I wanted to tweet you actually on Saturday. How about that, Lou? We talked about it. Edgar and Holloway was plus 188 to go the distance. It went the distance. Unfortunately, when I bet it here on Saturday, I only got it at plus 144. But we've been in a groove the last, like, 3-4 UFC, starting to get on a little bit of a roll. But like Cam knows, very frustrating, Cam. I go 4-1 in the UFC, and I go 0-2 in a BC Lion game. And like you say, I feel like throwing things, bro. Like, it's like, you know, F off BC. I'm done with them. I like where you're going with the distance there, Lou, or at least like the over as well, an over prop. So I mentioned the co-main event in which it's Clay Guida and Jim Miller. They're going local Jersey kid here, or kid, Jersey guy. God, I'm old because Jim Miller's old and I'm older than him. So Jim Miller, minus 184 against Clay Guida, the ageless wonder, plus 150. We'll hit this on the other side with Lou. GamBlue.com. Game time decision. FanDuel Sportsbook, Adelaide.
Look out for that five horse at the next race at Saratoga.
3 minutes to the most. Five horse.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Guys, the NFL season is upon us. You can become the eighth person to win $1 million at the FanDuel DraftKings tournament, setting their lineups using DailyRoto.com's DFS lineup optimizer, or become one of the countless number of people who won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Head over and check out the tools for NFL, MLB, PGA, NBA, NHL, and all sports wagering, and get access to all of them with the Daily Roto Elite Package. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the same use of the Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions of DFS winnings. That's DailyRoto.com, promo code ACTION. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. I'm Cam Stewart with GamBlue. Yeah, you got the betting game. I'll tell you what happened to while I was doing the
read. We need a runner over here. I don't know where the hell our runner is, but I got the five to win. I jumped on you, and I took the eight. Yeah, I'm supposed to have a runner here, like, Lou. Running to the window and back here.
So I took
the five to win and the eight to win. What happened?
The one horse at 37-1 bucked his jockey off. Like, he fell backwards. Like, and man, it was almost like a bear, like, beating a rabbit. Like, he went flying
back.
I hope he's going to
Saratoga.
Yeah. No, there's always at the New York tracks. Yeah, I like the five, but I just hope he's a little frisky, eh, Lou?
I like the look of that eight horse too. Can you see the race,
seven,
right now?
Five. He's. I told him to go to TVG. It should be on.
Yeah, I got it. They're on TVG in the three right now.
Lou's the man. It take Lou long to get a horse bet in. Hey, you know people, Lou.
Yeah, Lou right, knows. I go. He goes, damn, I don't got. He goes, I don't got it. He goes, boom, right at
the. Oh God, this is a maiden claimer. Dear God, what are we betting?
Oh, dude, you know how long this race is? So see where they are, Gabe. Don't worry about anything till the end. This is a long race, buddy. Like, they're just going to be jogging till about, I would say, till you look at the top, maybe about a quarter. Like, and look how long the stretch is too. You'll see. This race is an endurance race. This is where the horses usually from Europe do really well. The French horses, the Brits.
Yeah, the Euro horses are good on grass too, right?
Yeah, and they love distance too. American horses are bred for speed.
Speaking of maiden claimers, I got a funny story about maiden claimers. Two of the guys I hang with in Vegas, they both like to go to the clubs, if you know what I mean. And they're always throwing each other under the bus. And so they're both horse players. And the one guy always throws his other buddy under the bus and says, oh, you ought to see the beautiful, beautiful, you know, entertainment that I had at the club. And then your buddy over here, so-and-so, all he wants to do is deal with maiden claimers.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
Come on, Bob.
There's a lot of claimers at those places, but they ain't maiden.
Wire to wire, six, maybe 16-1. Come on, hold on, buddy. You got a long race, but don't let them through you. Wire to wire. Wire
There's
to wire.
A lot of race
Come on.
Left.
Come on, five. Get up. Go, Eric. Knock him down. Come on, buddy. Oh, no, they're starting to swallow him up. Come on. Come on. Come on, buddy.
Shit.
Finish here it. Oh, here comes the four.
Comes
the four motoring.
The five's motoring.
Come on, fight back. Oh, yeah, he's fading hard.
Son of a.
Please finish top three. Finish top. Oh, no, he's going backwards. No. Oh, don't
he died.
Or it's going to be fine.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, he was. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so frustrating. I thought he was finished third.
I think he finished fourth.
How'd eight do? I think he, what he, was it, what did it go? Four?
He's still running.
Tough race. I'll tell you, Lou, he just ran out of gas. He had half of the gas tank. He would have finished at 4, 13. 13. Who'd have got seven? And seven, and then five. Man,
seven,
underdogs.
Five.
There's if he came
eight.
Third, that would have been great. At what did he go off at, like 14? 16 to 1, I think. 14 or 16. I can't see the TV from here. But anyway, lots of fun horse racing.
Are you shitting me? The one just paid 47 to 1?
The one, no, he didn't win, Gabe. The 4-1.
Oh, sorry,
9-5.
No, the 14, 9-5. All right, sorry.
Yeah, my horse was 16-1. He came four, so it went 9-5. The second place, 10-1, and a 6. Yeah, it won't pay that much because of the favorite one.
Javier Castellano. Yeah. All right. Well, there's 10 bucks gone.
We tried. Yeah, I lost more than that, Moretzi. I put 20 on the show too. So that would have been great. If he came third, I would have been fine. 16-1. Anyway.
All right. So let's get back to the UFC. Jim Miller and Clay Guida. Wow, Jim Miller's big favorite here, Lou. Somewhat
surprised.
Just 65. For the record, cheapest ticket to get in is $76 right now. One thing I noticed here, guys, interesting. They closed the upper deck, Lou.
Yeah.
The upper bowl. So they know, like I said, they know that they're not filling up the Prudential Center for this card.
And you know, the TV, they want everybody on top of each other for the illusion that there's people there for TV. Again, this is all entertainment. You've talked about it. We've talked about it numerous times. It's a show. It's entertainment. As far as Miller and Guida, God, you love them both. And that's a fight that's like a seniors fight. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. I think Miller's too big of a guy for him, but I'm not going to bet this fight. There's other
spots.
Give
me the over, Lou. Give me the over. These guys ain't stopping each other, bro. Like you said, it's going to be two seniors hitting each other with cane.
I like that. As you say, I like where you're going with that. I hadn't really thought of it, but I love it.
They're both tough,
fight
too, right?
To decision.
Yeah,
fight yeah, they're both
to
tough,
decision
too.
Minus 165.
Yeah, you got two guys, Cam, ton of pride. They're both tough. Neither of them, I don't think you're going to finish either. They've both seen everything, too, right? It'll just be like a
It's like Angelo
like a sparring
Mosca, Gabe,
session.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember at the CFL Hall of Fame? Cane to, and then boom, and then he got knocked out. Two seniors.
All right, Lou,
fighting.
So this is where you need to save us now, Lou. Like Narsat Holoprast and Joaquim Silva and Gerald Mearshard and Trevin Giles and what do you got here for us? I hear Lou. What do you think of the card?
Okay. First of all, Hakparast. Here's a kid that opened that like minus 220, and he's now up to 250. He's 24 year old kid, young, has everything it takes. But he's the one that's traveling. He's fighting this Brazilian that's no slouch. They're both lefties, which can really set up for an unusual fight. I'm doing some study on Silva, but he's an underdog I'm really looking close at. The next fight, Mearshard and Giles. I really want to like Mearshard. If he loses this fight, he's probably gone. He's a big, huge guy, and really, he's been in there with some killers, Hermanson and others. I think he's a live dog, Gerald Mearshart. You go down to Scott Holtzman, who's fighting Dooku Kim, but he's changed his name to Dong Hyung Ma. The bottom line is these South Korean fighters are so far behind, and this guy's not a wrestler. Holtzman's going to rub him out. He's a 440 favorite, so maybe you try an inside the distance there. And then really an unbelievable fight that's going to be possibly fight of the night is a couple of light heavyweights who's, I'll pronounce Stosic is one kid, and he's fighting this a kid that I think is from Africa, Nizuku. This is going to be bomb. Stosic is 6 foot. The other kid's 6'5", long and lanky. Stosic's a bowling ball. That's going to be a hell of a fight right there. And I'll have way more on these fights as I get later in the week, can watch weigh-ins and do a little more studying. And then finally, Mickey Gall is a guy that I've run by a few. I think I'm half crazy to tout him, but I think Mickey Gall is a go in this fight. He's desperate. He is talented, even though he's one-dimensional, and the kid he's fighting is not deserving of the UFC, in my humble opinion.
I agree. I'm looking at Mickey Gall. I was surprised by the number here, actually. Here at FanDuel, I can get Gall at plus 104, Lou.
I think he's going to be a favorite by the time the fight goes off, Gabriel.
What do you think of the Schnell at -110? This number's been bouncing around a little bit. Seems like as this week approaches, there's a push for Matt Schnell in this fight, Lou.
Yeah, big fight for him, and I think he's going to clearly be the bigger, stronger man here. Except that Espinoza is greased lightning. I think Espinoza's speed. Schnell's going to have to figure out a way to deal with Espinoza's speed. It's surely a good fight, and I'm tracking the thing. It opens a pick, and it's still kind of hovering close to pick, which tells you that the odds makers don't know either. That'll be a great styles make fight right there.
LouGamblou.com. You got Lauren Murphy and Barella. Any opinion on the women's fight there?
Lauren Murphy, and she trains at the lab, and she's a really durable gal. But boy, you know, at 35 years old now, she's fighting at 125. She's fought at 35 before. The other girl, Barella, at 32 years old, is closer to her prime. And, you know, I'm always going to side with the lab when I can. In this particular case, I don't think I can.
LouGamblou.com with us. Lou's going to be in one of our fantasy football leagues. We look forward to it, Lou.
Nice.
Better start studying, Lou. I'm ready to bring it this year.
Yeah, I actually made the playoffs last year and got to the quarters, and so I'll look to do one notch better this year. We'll see. I mean,
God, I hate the playoffs in fantasy football.
Yeah, I just don't spend a lot of time on it like other guys do. I look at the waiver wire, and 13 guys have made moves, and I'm worried about NFL, not fantasy. I can tell you that.
That's right. The NFL waiver wire vultures.
Yeah, you can't overthink it anyways. A lot of it's random luck. LouGamblou.com. Thanks for the time. Check out Lou's website, Gamblou.com. Follow him on Twitter, @Gamblou.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions continues. Ready for HR Radio. Okay, I'm just looking at a couple of baseball props here. We got, you know what? The New York Mets right now, all that talk about, well, you know, no one knows what the Mets are doing and all, they're this and that. Well, they didn't trade Syndergaard. They have Marcus Stroman right now. They didn't trade Wheeler. And they're 7-3 in their last 10. They're riding a 5-game win streak right now. Pete Alonso's tweeting about how the clubhouse is, like, fired up right now and come down to the park because we're going to be doing some good things over the next 2 months. Listen, I know it's an uphill climb here, but the Mets are feeling it right now, Cam. And, you know, when you got a 5-game win streak going right now, you look at Syndergaard last night, pitched his ass off. Even with the speculation, Now you got DeGrom up here. He doesn't want to blow this five-game win streak going. Yeah, the Mets are big favorites tonight. That's the problem. You know, they're laying a big price against the White Sox, but the Mets are playing good baseball right now, Ken. They're a hot team. And, they had a good time going to the park here tonight. A prop I like, though, DeGrom strikeout tonight is over under 8.5. I think he strikes out more than 8.5 White Sox hitters tonight.
It's actually a good prop. The White Sox swing at a lot of pitches. They're a free-swinging club, especially with DeGrom's stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if he had 11 or 12 strikeouts in this game. The line's gone down a little bit. I see a $1.90 on one of my sites, 195. If you like the Mets on the run line, which I do, minus 1.5, only 25 cents. Oh, I like the Mets tonight, Gabe. I think they are going to get it done. Giolito's one of these guys. I like him, but he's either hot and cold. If he doesn't bring his A game tonight, DeGrom's way more consistent. And if the Mets are feeling it, I'd keep on riding the train. I wish it wasn't a $1.95, but yeah. DeGrom's so lights out. That's why the number is where it is, because people know DeGrom. Like, he's one of, it's kind of like Verlander last night, right? Like, it's like I'm like, ooh, Bieber's going to do okay, but Verlander just shuts you down, and DeGrom has shut down stuff against free swinging a team like the White Sox. They should be able to win. I just don't want to lay a $1.90.
All right, let's go in order here. We'll start off San Francisco and Philadelphia, Samardzija and Velasquez. I don't want to touch this game, Cam. They're such evenly matched teams. You know what I mean? I don't have an edge one way or another on this game. Do you?
Yeah, well, the thing is, Gabe, I am going to take a small play on San Francisco tonight. I think Samardzija's been a lot better. This line just keeps on climbing, too. I'm seeing Philadelphia at minus 135, minus 140 now. Give me San Francisco. If I can get 30 cents plus 130, I think it's worth a risk on Samardzija. That's what happens when you play these dogs, right? I'm in. It's not going to be a huge play, but I'm going to take a shot with Samardzija and the Giants tonight, plus 130.
I was talking to Cam about DeGrom's strikeout prop. Giolito is only 5.5 tonight. 5.5 strikeouts for Giolito. Yeah, I'm looking at his chart now. Seven, even though he's not pitching great, last start, Cam, 7 strikeouts. Start before that, 9 strikeouts. Yep. Then 5-5, 4-7, 9-6, 11.
Why is it so
low? You got some guys on the Mets that strike out too, Cam.
That's true. Yeah, maybe you want to play some, see how your strikeout props go tonight, right?
Yeah, take both.
It seems very low.
Sit here and hope for a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, hey, it's different. There's all sorts of ways you can bet a game, right? So different ways to skin a cat. So if you like the strikeout props, it's the same thing, man. You know, sometimes you look at the game and find the best thing that attracts you and then bet on it. So I got no problem with that.
I'm not a fan of the skin the cat. I've said it before, but we're talking about murdering a cat. Not like surprised, like in a day of political correctness, that one's still around.
Yeah, that's when people say that. Yeah, you're right. Who wants to skin a cat? They're nice animals. I've never had a problem.
It's like you must not be a fan of like when people drop on like a redheaded stepchild.
I kind of roll with it.
Yeah, there are no redheaded stepchildren. Let me know what the hell you're talking about. Like that.
So redheaded stepchildren used to be beat more than other regular children because they have red hair. Like, I don't get it. I know a lot of gingers. Hell, your brother's a ginger. You know what I mean? And kick a ginger day. You're just asking for the wrong guy. Yeah. Kick a ginger day. We'll get you one right back in the melon there, turkey. Yeah. So skin a cat, kick a ginger day.
All right.
Whatever.
Anyway, so yeah, Houston.
The Brits
Houston
started that.
Houston and Cleveland. This is a game. The total was 9.5. It just went up to 10 in the last hour or so. Yeah. The first half total has, it's weird. It went up to 10, but it was at 5.5, and it was minus 116 before to the under. Now it's minus 124 to the under at 5.5. And this isn't a game with the pitchers, you know, because they're not the names, Cap, that people would be running to the window to think that it's going to be a lower scoring game. But Plesic here tonight. Indians have won each of his last 4 starts. His last start, he went to 7 innings. He only gave up 1 run. He's been solid, man. The Indians are 6-1 the last 7 times he's been on the hill. And this dude here tonight, this young kid for Houston, last 2 starts, he gave up 1 run in each of the games only. He shut down a pretty potent Texas lineup. He rolled through them. He shut down the St. Louis Cardinals as well through 6 innings. Damn, he pitched 6 innings twice, gave up 1 run in both starts here. You got a 10 on the board because people don't know who these pitchers are, really, right? What's the kid's name? Urquidy?
Yeah.
Urquidy. People are like, Jose Urquidy, Zach Plesic. Who the hell are these guys? I tell you, the total's too high at 10. I think, give me under 5.5 first five here. Under 5.5 first five.
Yep. I'm going to also, I'm looking at a lot of line movement in these games tonight. I'm not going bonkers because we're doing the live show at 8 o'clock, but I'm going to make Cleveland an early play and see what happens after that. Ooh. I think Plesic's numbers are good. Yeah, no, dude, I'm getting plus 140 now. Like, the people keep on betting Houston like they got tomorrow's paper. Well, plus 140 to Cleveland looks pretty damn good. Dude, I got a couple, like, juicy dogs. Like, they're both climbing, and the dogs, and, yeah, I'm going to take a shot with Cleveland. I will go back to Boston, the team that screwed you last night with Porcello. I know
I'm done with them.
His form's not good. But this guy pitching for Tampa, Kittredge, he's going to get hit hard tonight. Might want to look at the over in that game, 11. Because Porcello's been bad and Kittredge has been bad, right?
Marlins lost last night by 1. That game pissed me off.
Yeah,
I want no part of this one tonight.
No, it's a good price for Alcantara. Going to pass. I don't want to lay a $1.90. No, I don't want to be. You know what? If you like Minnesota, maybe parlay them with DeGrom. See what that pays.
What about?
But, I'm going to probably pass.
What about the Chicago Cubs? Have been a little bit of a free fall as of late. Been struggling. Wainwright got it done last night. The Cubs have lost 6 of their last 8 baseball games right now. I'll tell you what, man. Kyle Hendricks, winless in his last 6 starts. Cubs haven't won. He's struggled as of late, Hendricks. The Cubs are struggling right now. But Mikolas, I'm not trusting him really tonight.
I don't either. You know? I don't trust either of these guys. The total's 8. Who knows? Last night, the Cubs lost a lot of guys on. They did, that was a really poorly played game. I'm going to pass on this game. I'd probably want to take Hendricks over Mikolas, but no, pass. Pass.
Milwaukee at Oakland. I liked Oakland last night, and they got it done. Short favorites here tonight. Mr. Anderson just screwed us last week. Didn't pitch well. But Oakland are a damn good home team. They're just a good team, man. They're 61-47. People don't talk about them. They're 14 games over 500. Don't. Look, you have a Milwaukee team, because, people hype Milwaukee. You have a team that's 4 games over 500 on the road. Milwaukee have a losing record on the road. They're on the road against a team that's 61-47, 12 games over 500 on their home field, and it's only minus 117, Cam. I got to take Mr. Anderson. Give me the Oakland A's tonight, not to mention Jordan Lyles. This guy's 0-18, his last 18 starts in the month of July, guys. 0-18. It's July 31st. It's last call. It's our last opportunity.
Last call with Lyles. I'm going to lay off this game and just a lot of line movement in this game. Basically, when we talked to Lawrence, Milwaukee, Gabe, they were like plus even money. Now I'm seeing a lot of people are smashing Oakland. I'm going to stay away from this game, and I know we're going to do the live show, but there's something weird about this game. It's one of those fishy games. I'm going to stay away from it, but I'm not going to talk you out of taking Oakland. Like, Oakland's a great team. You said it. They get no respect. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. They're picking up guys, Homer Bailey, Tanner Roark. Okay. Oakland just keeps on doing it. Like, they think they can turn these guys into winners in that park.
My picks tonight, I'm going to take Oakland. I'm going to take Oakland minus 116. I'm going to take DeGrom and Giolito strikeout props over. So DeGrom over 8.5 Ks, Giolito over 5.5 Ks. I want to get a piece of the Mets here, Cam. Beat the Mets. I want to get a piece of the Mets somehow, but I might just lay the 196, bro.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay, and I'm going to put them
in. I don't want to play around with parlays and stuff.
You know what I'm going to do?
I don't want to play around.
No, actually, I'm not going to play around with parlays. I'm going to take the Mets at 190, and I'm going to take them at -1.5, -20, and split up the bet, both sides. I think, and then I'll be happy if they crush
Mets
them.
Mets are going to win tonight, like 4-0 or something. I think.
I think they'll get it done.
Maybe a little higher score. 5-2.
That's some Yeah. No, I think they're going to win by 2 runs or more. That's why I'm going to lay the 1.5. Hey, Gabe, this week the golf. It's in.
Go
it's in Webb
golf.
Simpson's. It's in Webb Simpson's backyard, so it's the Valspar, the Wyndham Championship. I'm sorry, Brent Snedeker also has a lot of ties there, does well. But as I mentioned with you and Ranieri on the morning show, I think Jordan Spieth, you're going to give me Jordan Spieth. If you can find him at 18, smash that. I found 16 right now. He's down to 16, so I guess Some people are betting him. Spieth had more birdies than Brooks Koepka last week. It's unbelievable. He's one of those guys. He just, you know, he's got to minimize a little bit of damage. 16-1. This is the week, Gabe. You talked about it. He's getting closer. I'm going to bite. Colin Morikawa is the best young player on tour. Everyone's talking about him. He's better than these older guys. The guy won last week. He has a second before. How do I not take him at 18-1? Definitely a top 10 bet. Next, I'm going to go with Billy Horschel at 30-1. Always plays better in the second half of the season. He's warming up for the FedEx Cup. Remember when he came back and won the $10 million out of nowhere? That's what Horschel does. Three guys at odds for you. Alex Noren, better form from the Swede. He's 40-1 this week in this tournament. I'm going to take him. I like the way he's playing better. The Wolfman from Joe Ranieri's school, Oklahoma State, Matthew Wolf at 55-1. And I'll give Sungjae Im another chance at these odds at 60-1. I've talked to a couple other people who like Lucas Glover this week. He is 55-1, but I can't bet everybody in the tournament. From a DraftKings perspective, Gabe, I did a team with Jordan Spieth. We managed to get all of these guys in the team. Jordan Spieth, Sungjae Im, Alex Noren, your boy Scott Piercy from Las Vegas, Nevada, Big Bo Hostler, and Kiradash Appa-Barnrat. So we're going to go with the big names and some cheaper guys. And if you want to take another big guy, I did another team with Sepp Straka, Sungjae Im, Colin Morikawa, Dylan Fratelli, Scott Piercy, and the Canadian Gabe from your favorite band, Roger Sloan. Sloan, hot player. He's had three top 15s in the last three tournaments. Sloan.
Not the band I hate, it's their fans.
It's their fans. Exactly. Sloan.
I like Jordan Spieth as well. I think Spieth's got to win a tournament again, guys. And you know, the summer's nearly up. This is nearly it. Time for Spieth to get one. Not a very deep field. There's not as many tough guys to beat here. Decent odds here for Spieth. I agree with the Spieth picking. I don't know, dude. It's like, whatever. I was going to say, listen to me. Well, we are right here at the FanDuel. But as soon as I say, yeah, you know what? I'll just pull the trigger. I'll play the 196 on the Mets. Let's take, you know, I'll just put $100 on it to win $55 or whatever. And they just moved it, dude. 205.
Holy jeez.
Oh, it just fell back to 200. And people are really messing with this Met game right now, bro.
Yeah, they sure are.
All right.
Sure are.
These are my picks. Astros and the Indians under 5.5 versus 5. Astros Tribe under 10. Oakland Athletics to win the game. Prop, DeGrom over 8.5 strikeouts. Giolito over 5.5 strikeouts. And I like the Mets to win the game. We'll be back at 8 o'clock
Me
tonight
too.
With Cam, Drew Martin, and Brian Leonard. Other than that, you're on your own.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Where it is raining, there are dark clouds hovering over the city right now, and that dark cloud is the New York Yankee fans, who actually have a hashtag started, Fire Cashman. I am Arenci, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. As you just rattled off a lot of these deals, Cam, big day.
There's a lot of them.
Calm before the storm. We've got movement, though. We'll just cut right down to the chase. Yesterday, we were talking about Major League Baseball future odds, and the LA Dodgers were favorites. And the Dodgers were they were favorites on their own. They were plus 260 yesterday. And remember we were talking, the Yankees and the Astros were both a plus 360. And I remember noting, I found it interesting that the Astros and Yankees had identical odds. When you, me, and Kurtz all agreed, we thought the Houston Astros were better than the New York Yankees. But FanDuel has already adjusted the numbers, Cam. The Houston Astros have gone from plus 360 to plus 290. Now co-favorites. The Dodgers also sit at plus 290 right now. Yankees fell to plus 400. So you picked up 40 cents change, Cam. 40 cents your change on the Yankees.
I like 40.
The Bronx Bombers are now plus 400. It seems like an L.A. Dodger-Houston Astro World Series is inevitable, but, man, the Houston Astros aren't playing around. It reminds me of the Golden State Warriors in their prime where they just always, you know, they just get better all the time. And I don't know. It seems like every deal Houston makes, they sort of get the better of the other team. You notice that, too?
You're absolutely. I know. Yeah. And it's funny. They dealt with the Jays a lot today, right? Late trades.
Yeah.
Aaron Sanchez.
Buddy dealing
actually
with the Jays a lot, too, Cam, because Shapiro and Atkins don't know what the hell they're doing. I'd be dealing with the Jays, too.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Interested in trading Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
No. Or Bo Bichette or these guys. Slow down, Morenci. The young core is good. We just swept the Kansas City Royals here. But you're right. Teams are on speed dial to deal with the Jays. The Nationals made a move, too, for Hudson. So basically the Jays relievers all gone now. And Sanchez, it surprised me. Sanchez is not as bad as his record indicates. He was very good in his last start. And now Houston, a plethora of riches. They can show him in, they can put him in any time. And adding Zach Greinke, you said it, man. The Astros don't screw around. And the Jays didn't really get a lot back. Just prospects. Who knows if they're going to pan out.
Why'd they throw in Biagini on top of it all?
Biagini's a mop-up guy, but picture, you know, clubhouse guy, they say. Actually, guys are really upset here that he's gone, kid. People love Biagini.
All right. Mark Lawrence will join us. And Yang.